This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross. Pop music and alcohol have gone together since time immemorial, and drinking has been immortalized in thousands of songs. But some classic rhythm and blues songs show that sometimes drinking is more than cocktails by candlelight.
Drunk. 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 It's a mean old bottle they call moonshine. Red, red wine, so mellow and fine. Come home at night with a swimming in the head. Reach for the pillow, missed a whole darn bed. Drunk.
Popular music, drunk, until teenagers took it over in the mid-50s, was played in bars much of the time, so it reflected the concerns of its audience, who often had drinks in their hands. For country performers, drinking was almost always represented as a thing to be ashamed of, a sin co-equal with cheating, but rhythm and blues managed to come up with something a bit more ambiguous.
Boy, you ought to listen to your old pappy.
Yes, pappy.
And stop drinking so much.
Well, I ain't doing so much drinking.
Shut up, boy. You drink all day and you drink all night, and son, you know that that ain't right.
Well, Pappy, you just give me a chance, so I can...
Shut up, boy. Boy, you're looking thin as a twig.
I know that.
Look like to your dear old Pappy you're about to blow your wig.
I ain't gonna blow my wig, Pappy.
What's the use of getting sober when you're gonna get drunk again?
In fact, R&B drinking songs form a fascinating subgenre of post-war music, although Louis Jordan's What's the Use of Getting Sober dates from 1942. As the music developed in the 40s, some songs outright celebrated drinking.
Whiskey makes you frisky. Gin makes you sin. Wine makes you nutty. But I'll try them all over again. Cognac keeps you peppy. Rum makes you dumb. Beer is a mellow drink, but it'll keep you on the run. Whenever you want a drink or two, choose the drink that pleases you. Drink your mash, talk your trash. That is the right thing to do. Latch, champagne makes you happy. Vodka keeps you thin. Tequila makes you want to fight. But I'll try them all over again.
Roy Milton's Bartender's Boogie is a virtual catalog of folk belief about the properties of various drinks, and even includes such esoterica for the times as vodka and tequila. And another celebration by Stick McGee provided Atlantic Records with its very first hit in 1949.
Drinking that mess, their delight. When you get drunk, start fighting all night. Knocking down the windows and tearing out doors. Drinking half a gallon and calling for more. Drinking wine, spurdy, they drink wine.
Pop ma.
Wine, spurdy, they drink wine.
Pop ma.
Wine, spurdy, they drink wine.
Pop ma.
Paris and Paul to me. Hoy, hoy, hoy.
Wine, wine, wine.
Elderberry.
More often, though, alcohol's destructive properties were the subject, although this, too, was often given a light touch.
Whiskey, whiskey on the shelf. You were so quiet there by yourself. Things were fine till they took you down and opened you up and passed you around. John was the first one to pull you down. He took one drink and he started to clown. Passed you to Hazel, Jane, and Jack. Penelope got you and passed you right back. The doorbell rang and what did you see? In walked Henry, Fred, and Marie. They hit you high, they hit you low. They hit you fast and they hit you slow. Whiskey on the shelf. You were so quiet there by yourself. Things were fine till they took you down, opened you up and passed you around.
Wynonie Harris's Quiet Whiskey belongs to the party brawl genre that started with Louis Jordan's Saturday Night Fish Fry, but Joe Liggins' Pink Champagne is far more typical.
Pink champagne that stole my love from me. Pink champagne that stole my love from me. Pink champagne, where can my love abide?
This number one hit from 1950 shows the double standard well. The couple's drinking has split them up, but it sure is great stuff. In fact, before people started thinking of alcoholism as a disease, you could play it for laughs.
Let me go home, whiskey. Let me walk out that door. Let me go home, whiskey. Let me walk out that door. I've got orders from my baby not to come home late no more. I stopped by.
Amos Milburn vied with Wynonie Harris for the title of Poet Laureate of the Whiskey Heads and recorded a half dozen titles about the amber liquid. One of his most famous songs pictures getting stinko as out and out recreation, in fact.
One scotch, one bourbon, one beer. One scotch, one bourbon, one beer. Please, Mr. Bartender, listen here. I ain't here for trouble, so have no fear. One scotch, one bourbon, one beer.
In the song, he mentions that he's drinking because his girlfriend's gone and says, I'm on this kick and I can't get off. But hey, no big deal. Everybody does it. Other versions of the story weren't so pretty. Floyd Dixon's Wino Blues is a study in self-delusion.
I'm just a wino, always wanting to fight. Ever since you walked out on me that night, I call you honey, you thought it was funny, so you walked right out that door. I'll stop going out, won't leave you alone, if you would only come back home. It may seem new, but that I'll do, if you'd only walk through that door.
The poor guy even knows it. Wine will be my death, he sings at the song's end, and you wonder if it's his baby's fault after all. And maybe it's historical perspective, but this 1954 Wynonie Harris record doesn't sound so funny either.
Baby, don't take my whiskey away from me. Baby, don't take my whiskey away from me. You can help yourself to my last dollar. If you touch my jug, you're gonna hear me holler. Don't take my whiskey away from me.
Teenagers, of course, couldn't drink. And although both Pink Champagne and Drinkin' Wine became songs that a garage band just had to learn, the majority of the adult-themed drinking songs faded from view as a younger crowd started buying the records. But I don't want to leave you with the impression that alcohol was the only thing R&B artists sang about drinking. I'll close with a 1955 record by Effie Smith and the Squires. It was a flop, of course, but it was a change of pace.
Give me water, water.
Something that's cool and clear. My best friend thinks I'm a drip. He buys a drink and he sips and sips. Then he starts to run his lip. So give me water without the nip.
Give me water, water.
Ed Ward writes about the history of rock and roll from his home in Berlin.